WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Religion doesn't sell books the way sex does. Book critic John Leonard has a review of a new novel set in a convent that he wants you to know about.
The shortest novel I have read this year is also the best. In August 1906, in upstate New York, 17-year-old Mariette Baptiste enters the convent of the Sisters of the Crucifixion as a postulant, wanting to become a nun. By Christmas Day, her hands are bleeding, and so are her feet. Mariette, in ecstasy, has not only talked to Jesus Christ, she has suffered his wounds on the cross. "I don't believe it's possible," says a priest. "I do believe it happened." One sister is not so sure. "We have had entirely too much mysticism here," she says, "and too little mortification." Another sister takes the easy way out. "God gives us just enough to seek him, and never enough to fully find him. To do more would inhibit our freedom, and our freedom is very dear to God." Nobody seems to want another saint. The simplest question asked in a text as dense with meanings as a Dead Sea Scroll is this one: if you don't believe in miracles, why are you in business? If Mariette's in ecstasy, so is Ron Hansen's prose, a miracle itself, and is hard to explain. Flannery O'Connor is the only American writer who comes to mind, but I'm reminded more of Japanese painting and French poetry, of medieval mystery plays, John Donne, and St. John of the Cross. If this is Ash Wednesday, where is T.S. Eliot? The weather and the landscape turn like pages on the church calendar, with a mass for every martyr. We hear about the history of stigmata, from St. Francis of Assisi on. We are introduced to St. Teresa's The Way of Perfection, and Dame Julian of Norwich's Revelations on Divine Love. We are made to think about sexual hysteria. Mariette's own father, a doctor who smells of iodine, tweed, and Turkish cigarette smoke, would like to believe her ecstasy is a disease. We meet nuns in their assigned seats in choir stalls, tiered like jury boxes, and in hayfields with their ringing scythes, and on their knees to scrub stone floors, and with habits tied high around their thighs to stomp the grapes to make wine in the great oak vats, and listening to Vivaldi. But as we are watching, so are we watched, by toads and falcons and turtle doves on the telephone wire. From the campanile, as if through God's eye, we see torn clouds in slow gait to the south like a straggle of gray and white house dogs hobbling to their beds. We know, after the green marble altar, the limewood pieta, the iridescent peacock, after the ox with the wings of Luke, the lion with the wings of Mark, the eagle symbolizing John, that anything can happen, and everything does, under a hideous Spanish cross and a painted Christ that is all red meat and agony. We are not at all astonished when Mariette's red-stained handkerchief smells of Easter lilies, when blood scribbles down her wrists and ankles and scrawls like red handwriting on the floor, when the convent decides it just can't handle these wonders and mysteries. We aren't astonished, but we are spellbound. I won't tell what happens next. Listen, though, to Mariette, 30 years after her ecstasy. "Christ still sends me roses. We try to be formed and held and kept by him, but instead he offers us freedom. And now when I try to know his will, his kindness floods me, his great love overwhelms me, and I hear him whisper, 'Surprise me.'"
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Mariette in Ecstasy by Ron Hansen.